Hi now.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you? Little Miss Stamp Tramp on the arm.
Fuck off, Shay. I was literally just saying I feel so embarrassed that I have got stamps to get into. This is only one club, so I'm not sure why there's two stamps.
I was looking at a bunch of girls the other day because school is happening on the Gold Coast.
Oh my God, yeah.
And they had up here, and I was like, babes, where are you going?
And first of all, how do you afford that? Because to get into places is so expensive now.
I don't know.
Mind you, I was in this club for, I'm going to say, a whole heap of 14 minutes.
Do you like dance and boogie? Or do you just like kind of stand there and like bob?
What do you think? What do you think? What kind of girl
I haven't
do you think
seen you drunk.
Ever, probably.
Probably ever.
Yeah.
So maybe a little boogie, but not like breaking
girl.
It down.
Like I'll walk in and I'll be like shaking it. Oh.
She's coming.
Well, she's here to party. But like I said, I was in this club for 14
minutes. Bye.
Well, I was just over it. Like, yeah, I don't know. I'm not into it. And then since like not drinking until like obviously September this year, I don't know what my alcohol tolerance is.
Yeah.
Now because it's like.
We need to find that out.
No, we don't. Because, but seriously though, like I'll have two drinks and feel full.
Yeah.
So therefore two drinks isn't actually enough to get
no
me drunk.
Food or, yeah.
So, and by that point, I'm just tired and hungry. So I'm like, I don't want to be out. So.
Can we go home now?
Anyways, thanks for acknowledging the tramp stamp.
Well, we're in a new little space right now.
Yeah.
How fun. I'm vibing it.
I like it. It's
groovy. This is where I do my brows for people who don't know.
Yes, we're in Shay's brow room.
So we've just kind of like done a little reto.
Yeah. Vibe, you never know.
But I am vibing it.
Vibing.
Vibes. And we've actually just gotten off a masterclass video, Zoom call, meeting. What are you going to call that?
I think it was like a masterclass, I think it would be.
It was with Samara from Salon Rising.
And of course.
This is our last week of our 6-week course, which has been amazing.
I have a word and I don't know how to pronounce it. Phenomenal.
Phenomenal? Oh, fuck me. Wow, we're terrible.
Phenomenal.
It was just, she's amazing.
It was amazing.
We have loved our experience.
Yeah, and it has been, for me personally, quite an eye-opening.
For sure.
Bit of a realization, a bit of a get your fucking shit together vibe.
Yeah, me too, don't worry.
Yeah, so.
We can talk all about that.
A bit overwhelming as well, to be honest.
I think next episode we're going to try and have Samara on.
Yeah.
And she can sit, we can give her a mic and she can just personally tell us how much we needed our like butts whipped.
She'll tell you how much that we needed it. But it has been amazing and the investment was so worth it.
So
first time for me as well that I've actually ever like invested.
Had a coach.
Exactly. So
she's amazing. Just for the beauty industry niche.
And I'm not stopping with her.
Yeah. Beautiful. So beautiful.
She's
well,
with me for really good.
The masterclass we just did was all about boundaries.
Yes.
And we sat on our phones and we were writing everything down. This one was just an hour call and it was probably about 10 to 12 other ladies
on it.
Other salon owners on there.
Yeah.
And it was amazing. No one else really chatted. It was just kind of Samara walking us through, giving us examples. Mm-hmm. And she had us write these boundaries that we've maybe crossed in business and kind of dive into them, which I think was amazing.
Again, super like, it's like almost an overwhelming feeling, but also kind of like a empowerful
for
thing.
Sure.
Cause you're like, this is a boundary that I'm now going to set and I'm going to work towards putting it in place.
Yes.
And when you do put things like that in place, you feel empowered.
Yes.
Not only as a business owner, but as an individual.
As a person, you feel too respected.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I thought let's go through.
Do you want to share the ones that we wrote?
We've got both of ours on my phone here. So maybe we kind of just go back and forth.
Yeah.
Talk about, first of all, I did three examples. I'm not sure if you did three or two.
Yeah, we did three. I feel like they were a little bit similar.
They were quite similar. Yeah. So we can just go and talk about what boundaries we had been crossing.
Yeah.
And then we've got the fear of why we were doing that and what would happen if we didn't do that. Then we also spoke about setting my boundaries. So how are we going to set the boundary? Communicate the boundary as well to those people who need to hear it. And then we did some affirmations, which I think was so
affirmations,
sweet.
Affirmations, dibs on reading them out.
Done. okay, well, I'll start with my three boundaries that were being crossed in a business. And not just, you know, brow clients.
It's just business in general.
Yeah. So my first one was staying late at work because I'm booked quite a few weeks in advance for those nighttime appointments.
Yeah.
That's me. And you wrote the same thing, didn't you?
Mine was working late in general.
Just
like not only just with clients, it's like you finish clients by like 7.
You're thinking and doing work.
Yeah. And you're just like, for sure. You know, you're working till like 8 mm-hmm. and you're still stimulated until an hour after that.
Yes. And then you're like, where's my wind down time?
Exactly.
Where do I cook dinner?
Exactly.
For sure.
So yeah, that's a big boundary.
Yeah. My next one was taking on too much responsibility and not sharing the load, not delegating. Mm-hmm. I'm like a fucking sucker for that. Mm. And then I stress and I'm like, and then I also said, and this came from another lady, Sherelle in the course who spoke, not charging friends and family. Mm. That's a huge one for me. I'm going to pass you the phone and you tell us your other two.
So my second one was when a client comes in and lays down and asks for another service that wasn't originally booked. And I'm like, yep, I will push my limit.
Sure. I'm going to squeeze you in.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to, you know, ask for something just like as simple as, yeah, it's a lash tint, mm-hmm. but it's like, I'm already pushing myself
in that time frame.
In this time frame for your brows.
Yeah.
But I'm like, yeah, no worries. I'll slap it on right now. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. yeah, that's a thing for me.
Yeah.
And then people coming late to an appointment and me either one, not turning them away.
Yep.
Because I feel bad because they're already here.
And you're like, oh, I'll do what I can, but you're stressed.
Yeah. Or not kind of being like, okay, well, you can either have, if it's a sculpt and dye, being like, are we dyeing or are we waxing?
I love when I'm like, so you've got two options. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh, well, I want both. I'm like, you can't
I
have both.
I don't have time for both. Like, So yeah, that's mine.
You gave me just another idea just then of clients coming and they're booked for an hour long appointment, which is $165 and they only want a 15-minute wax. And I'm like, so instead of me getting a full hour's worth, I'm now getting $45 for 15 minutes.
Yeah.
That's another boundary that I totally forgot. That is a tricky one.
But you know what though? Like in all honesty, Shay, if you were in that situation in this room right now, what would you actually do? Would you be saying, oh, well, sorry, Helena, you actually owe me $165.
No, I'm not. I don't feel comfortable doing that, but I want to
because
that's my business.
Yeah. And
I'm missing out.
And I feel that though. And like
that's so hard though to talk to someone face to face knowing you now need to sit there quietly in the room with them.
That's what I mean. And I think, hard. Yeah, it's because if you just said that to me, I'd say, hell no, I'd bitch it and be like, okay.
I would try and upsell some things. And then if they didn't take the upsell, I would be like, now I'm really grumpy.
Yeah. I don't know. But then it's like you either choose to go down the realm of upselling or you choose to say, unfortunately, because you have changed. Like I'm so fine with-
That's making me like nervous to say that to someone.
Yeah. That's what I mean.
But we should.
We like, why don't we?
Yeah.
Like you've booked
I'm missing out.
Or even when they've like paid the deposit and they change their mind and then it kind of is like, oh, now I owe you.
Oh, I'm like, let me know some refund. Yeah. Or I'm like, do you want that in a credit?
Yeah, no.
But like
credits are really confusing for me too. I hate having credits with people.
It is.
Like
it
not is. Deposit a credit. Yeah.
Yeah. But that's just some examples. I feel like we could literally spend an hour just going on all of those boundaries being crossed. Mm. But the next thing that we went on about was the fear of what happens if, you know, when you do or don't cross that boundary.
Yeah.
So this relates to staying at late. This relates to staying at work late and just working past that time you want to.
Yeah.
So my fear is turning a client away and them not being able to have their brows done by me, potentially going somewhere else, or I've just let them down because they aren't getting that feeling what I can give them when they get their brows done.
Yeah.
Doesn't that sound so lame?
No, but my answer was the same. It was I think I said not being able to accommodate to a client.
Losing clients because they feel like I may not be able to accommodate them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, I'm setting my boundary with that. So yeah.
Listen to us.
Yeah.
And we're such boundary setters.
Thank you, Samara. But it is though, like it's true. Like you do feel like that. I know personally for me, like I have we both have really a great clientele, a really good returning clientele. But if someone asks you to do their brows at 8 o'clock at night and you're like, realistically, I could, but I don't actually want to.
Yeah.
And then you feel like you're letting that client down.
Yeah.
But in reality, that's not my working hour.
Yeah.
Like I'm not going to like, yeah. But then, you know, some people can come back and say, yeah, that's fine. But like, there's an added 15 $50 or
something. Yeah, for maybe like potentially adding on that late fee.
Out
of hours fee.
Yeah, yeah, the out of hours fee, which I don't know. I'm like a hit and miss with that because I've tried it.
But we absolutely should have it in.
Yeah, 100%.
Maybe we add that in.
Hey, all right.
The next fear I had was with taking on too much responsibility and not sharing the load is sounding like I'm either too bossy or sooky for having to delegate jobs and sound like I'm drowning and blah, blah. Secretly, silently, probably am. But I don't ever want to come across too bossy.
Mm.
But it's the other end of...
Yeah. I was going to say, like,
it's a hard one.
But this is what this topic is. It's hard to talk about. Mm-hmm. It's hard to come to the realization that this is what we're dealing with on a daily basis, really.
Yeah.
And when you don't, if you have got a whole plate of jobs and you're not delegating those jobs and you're not giving your focus to one of those jobs to do the best, you're not going to be able to do your best to all of those jobs. I'm personally going through that right now as like very similar. I've just taken on a VA literally last week.
Yeah.
I've hired the VA. To help
delegate.
Yep. And like I said to her when I was in the process of hiring her, I was like, it's not just brow work. You've got brow work, you've got podcast work, you've got student work, and heck, I might throw some in some life admin for you. But I was this is me like delegating my jobs so that I can, when I am working with clients with brows, my main focus is the brows that I'm doing and not the accountant call I have tomorrow or something to stress about.
Fine. I don't know if you struggle with do you feel like you struggle with charging friends and family?
Abso-fucking-lutely.
Yeah.
Are you fucking kidding? Yeah.
Okay, so my fear to that is if I now start asking for money, I would feel like I'm coming across as a bitch or sounding like I'm a poor girl. And being
struggling with work.
Yeah. But I can also see it as you're taking up a pint, paying clients.
You know what? This hits home.
Does it?
Especially at this time of the year.
Yeah.
I had
the friends come out of the woodworks and they're like, hey, babe.
And they come out of the woodworks at a prime time at Christmas time.
Yeah. When you've been booked out for the last 4 weeks.
Yeah. And I'm like, I can fit you in here. It's not going to profit me whatsoever. I'm going to do it though because you're a friend. But what really grinds my gears is the not, how much do I
should
earn?
I?
Not even.
Oh, so they're not even offering.
And it sucks because it's almost, you almost feel like.
You feel like, I don't know, I feel like a bit of a whore. Like you've just been used and then they walk out and I'm like, oh.
I'll go dry myself off.
Literally, I'm like, so I'm a slut.
I'm a brow slut.
No, but you feel, I don't want to say used because it's not that deep.
It's not used, but it's an adjective for it, whatever the fuck it is. I don't know. I just think I'm like.
Especially if they're not giving you anything.
I was going to say, I have a lot of trades off that I do, like with my lash girl, her and I trade off, and I will not have a lash appointment booked unless M has a brow appointment booked.
Yep.
I'm very fair with that. Even like my chiropractor, she'll adjust me when she has an eyebrow.
She'll adjust me.
And that for me, that is a trade. That is, I froth that trade. Mm-hmm. You know, even with my hair though, like I still pay her, but it's a discount rate because obviously my service doesn't add up. But I think when I have someone coming in who is a friend of a friend, you don't get a discount.
Mm.
Like why? Because you have me on Instagram and we went to school with each other or something?
No.
The only – I have got maybe not even a handful of people that I will literally never charge.
Mm-hmm.
And
me too.
Yeah. Like hand on heart, I can say I would never charge my sister.
Yep.
Mind you, I do her eyebrows like once every.
Also, there are like my sister and best friend guinea pigs.
Oh, 100%. You know what I'm freaking out about?
You don't get a choice.
Like Emma, Emma's leaving me. So she's moving.
Who's the guinea pig?
This is what I mean. I don't have a fucking guinea pig anymore.
Yeah.
So it's fine. I'll find another one. But like.
But outside of that circle.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. And I just think that.
A little offer.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's okay, babe. We'll just do 50% today.
Yeah. Yep. And I just think it's just like, yeah.
It is a
very touchy subject, I think, in the masterclass that we just did with Samara, she has encouraged us to like send a message to people that don't pay us full price and offer them kind of like an exclusive like 10% off because of kind of what we've
been
doing. Thank
you for being so loyal.
Yeah, thank you. And like at the end of the day, that person is choosing to still support you and your business.
Yeah.
And obviously I want that support still, but it is like it's my job. It's where I draw my wage from.
Yep.
So I appreciate your support, but if you're not actually going to support me, then I need to free that space up for a paying client who is supporting me.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I'm getting worked up.
I know. I'm like, oh my God, I need to make all these changes.
Yeah.
I need to set my boundaries. Okay. So we've gone through the boundaries that were being crossed, the fear.
Mm-hmm.
Next is actually setting the boundary. God, we're really up to speed, aren't we?
Yeah. Okay.
So setting our boundaries for clocking off work at 7 p.m.
Yeah.
You know, and telling people, either not booking people in past that 6:30 point.
Yeah.
So we have the half an hour to die down.
I can hand on heart say I'm pretty proud of myself for.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh, good job.
With the, especially because obviously at the start of this year, you and I aligned our calendars up.
Yes.
And I remember you saying to me, Helena, you're like, we're doing this amount of days because we
just
do.
Just me being a boss. I was being bossy.
But it is like sometimes you need that person. And like, I was like, Mondays, okay, podcast day.
Yeah.
And then I was like.
We have stuck to that as well.
We've done.
I'm very proud of
ourselves. We've done very well.
But, boundary setting.
But some of my clients would be like, oh my God, you've like shortened your days. Mm. And I'm like, I have.
Mm.
This is what I've got. And I have found over time, clients have been like, all right, well, I'll make it work. Book me
absolutely.
In. I'll make it work. Because I have created this like exclusivity with appointments with Barefaced Brows.
Yeah.
Is like if you, and I know that it's the same with the Naked Brow, with like if you don't book in, you're not getting one.
Yeah. Sorry, yeah. Sister.
So I think, yeah, it is so important for me, especially because, I mean, obviously there's no kind of like, because you're in a salon and because I'm at home, but I really have struggled with like the split between working from home.
That's something
and
you need so
being at home.
Clear, hey.
Yeah. So sure. Even just like a boundary, like leaving my work phone in the brow room.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Really tried to stick to that. But then obviously, you know, if I'm texting back and forth with a client, it'll move around the house with me. But like if it's like a Monday that I'm not working or a day that I actually have off, I'm not going to touch it because I'm not working.
Yeah.
So I will contact you in working hours.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah, 100%.
For sure. Little side note, it's been Black Friday weekend. I've had a lot of emails come in and questions. And I'm like, sorry, guys, I can't answer these until Tuesday at 8 a.m. because I am not on the clock for Naked Brow.
Literally, because you're not working.
Yeah.
If you worked in Woolworths and you were meant to, like, you don't go in on your day off.
No.
When I worked at Priceline, I wouldn't go in on my day off to work. So why
and
would I do?
And if you do just keep doing and working and crossing your boundaries and like answering all these people, you get so burnt out.
Yeah, there's no work-life balance. Yeah. And like life doesn't mean I'm laying on the beach reading a book. You go get your eyes tested.
Yeah.
Go and get the blood test by the doctor. Yep. Like go and get a massage. Like you need your work-life balance. And I think you and I have both belted that into each other's heads this year.
Yeah.
Because we've both seen each other burn out and like literally like I feel like especially you with me, you can hear it in my voice when I'm like, when you call me and I'm like, hey, you're like, hey.
I'm like, what's wrong?
Like, hey, what's wrong?
Let's talk.
Yeah. And I'm like, can't right now. I'll talk to you like when I see tomorrow I'll come back to that. So I think as well, like kind of bouncing off that, it's important to have that.
To have someone
person.
Be there in your corner.
The Salon Rising thing that we did, the Monday task that we had the other day when it was like, you know, the person that you can bounce off with work and
life.
And, but it's so fucking true, Shay. It was you were the first person that came to mind.
I agree.
I think that's why our friendship just like fucking hit it off and we bounce off each other so well that we can, because you know when we first started this and we had to sign like a partnership agreement, I was like, nope, fuck no. I was like, I've been burnt out with like a partnership before.
Burnt in the past.
And I was like, I'm never signing a binding contract with another bitch again.
Mm-hmm.
And here I am.
I'm like, hi.
I love this contract.
Come be my partner.
So, and I think, it's important.
But it works.
It's important to have someone that you have boundaries in place with that can help you set your own and whatnot.
And they understand the industry. They understand the struggles.
Yeah. I think it's been really nice. I think I know personally, I've actually seen a lot of beautiful, like, friendships kind of recently form in blossoming. The brow world.
Yeah, yes, it's really, really nice.
It's really cute. Like, obviously, like, I try and follow other brow artists' personal Instagrams mm-hmm. because I love seeing.
Get to know them outside.
Yeah, yes. I think it's really cool. And I love seeing them, like, checking in with a, and I'm like, hey, she owns that business. So I really think that's nice to see other people having their Shay.
Yeah.
I think that's really nice.
Oh, I love that. Oh, well, sorry, you caught me off guard just then. I was really like, oh, this is so sweet.
Oh, don't often make people speechless.
Okay, where are we? Let me come to your list because I just got thrown off. This was an example Samara wanted to speak about, and it was how her mum was quite sick and she used to work for another boss.
A boss had pushed
and you have written down. Do you want to explain that? How you had a boss who you didn't set your boundaries.
I didn't set my boundary with, so I feel like, I don't know if I've spoken much about Tony on the podcast, my younger brother.
Mm-hmm.
So he had a brain aneurysm and a stroke. 2019
mm-hmm.
he had it. So crazy. Our whole family was rocked by it.
Yeah.
But the following year he had another stroke and he'd already survived the first one mm-hmm. as well as the aneurysm, and they'd always, the neurologist and everyone had kind of always said to us, like, if he ever has another stroke, seizure, you know, anything like that, that would affect the brain.
Yeah.
His chances are very slim.
Yeah.
Anyways, he had another stroke, unfortunately. And it was so scary because he was taken straight to hospital, obviously. And I called my boss at the time and I was like, oh my God, like, I'm freaking out. I didn't really know too much. I just knew, like, he was in hospital.
You've got to go.
This has happened. Yeah. Like, you know, I was like, yeah, like, I need to go.
Yeah.
I was made to go in and open the salon and then
go. And then go. Mm. How do those people who make these decisions and as your boss sleep at night?
Having
that sit on their chest.
I think it honestly comes down to the type of person.
Yeah.
I don't think it matters if you're a boss or a supervisor or like a 2IC or whatever the fuck it is. I think it is just literally if you are a decent human or not. Because if I had staff and they called me and said that
they're – you wouldn't even question it.
No, I would say, oh my God,
leave the salon.
Yeah. What? Don't even think about work. Go and be with your family.
Yeah.
Like, not even, I just wouldn't even. And like Samara said on her call that with her humans, as she calls her staff, mm-hmm. which I love, like, she would do the same. Like, go and be with your family. Like,
work means nothing.
Not when your first priority in life should always be your family.
Yeah.
Work comes second to any type of family. So, that was a boundary for me that now looking back on it, because, you know, me, like, then I was like, shit, I need to get to work. Like, okay, like, you know. And like the thing is though, when you're having a big life thing like that happen, you're just on your phone, you're distracted.
Yeah.
You don't want to be at work. You don't want to have pointless small talk with someone else when your younger brother is kind of dying.
Yeah.
Like.
Fuck, that's hard.
It's heavy as.
Yeah.
And I got to the hospital, I wasn't allowed in. Because like he was in there and it was when COVID was happening. So the amount of people were already in. So I just sat in my car and cried because I felt so bad.
And then you've got the guilt of your boss who's like, well, you haven't done this and you've let the team down.
It was also then the guilt from my family when I got there that were like, well, you may as well go back to work because.
So did you blame your boss for not letting you go? Well, did you ever go into work or did you set that boundary?
I went in.
So do you blame your boss or do you blame yourself for not setting a boundary? Because this is a thing Samara brought up. She was like, well, who's to blame there?
Well, I blame myself for not setting the boundary.
And sorry, I don't think you should blame, but I think it comes down to respecting yourself and setting your boundaries.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. Myself. I mean.
So I didn't mean to say blame, but because I don't want that to come across in a bad way. But want to feel strong. And
but I think as well, it kind of comes down to an age thing. Oddly enough, like, you know, especially when, like, for me now being 25, if someone said that to me, I'd be like,
get fucked.
Yeah. I'd be like, well, actually, you can go in and fucking flick the light switch on.
Yeah.
I'm going to the hospital. Whereas 21-year-old Helena, I would have been like, okay, yeah.
People please,
I'll get it done.
Yep.
I'll do it.
Whatever
and
I can
then
do.
Let me know when I can go. No, I'll tell you when I'm coming.
Smack a bitch. No yeah. way. Smack a bitch. No way.
Anyways, Tony is okay. Well, he's still with us, which is the main thing.
So yes.
Maybe I can touch base on him in another episode because he's beautiful. We love Tony.
I've never met Tony, but I see a lot of videos and I hear a lot of stories. Yeah. I'm like, go Tony.
He's so cute. I'll we should plan something and I'll get some footage of him to put on because he is one of the reasons why I do what I do every day.
For
because
sure.
he showed me that life is too short to do something that doesn't fulfill your cup.
I love that.
Yeah. So Tony is definitely one of the reasons that I do eyebrows and follow things.
Does he have good eyebrows?
He does have good eyebrows. He'll literally sit there because he is nonverbal, but we obviously have like a little Tony love language that he has like grown into. Yeah. But he'll sit there and go like this, like rub his little mono, like he needs it.
You're like,
and I'm like,
tweeze.
Get your tweezers. It's so cute. Though.
Lay down. Or does he stand there and do pluck?
Oh, we used to lay down, but because of sometimes the pressure where like he's had like his aneurysm and he actually doesn't have. Like they cut out some of his brain.
Wow.
And so it's like a fluid, so it can hurt sometimes for him to lay down. So I'll just sit in front of him and like pull him out. So
does he like, is he like.
He's a strong boy.
Yeah, he's a strong boy.
He's strong. Yeah.
Yeah.
He won't got move. This. Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. Brow TV is a world-first online masterclass subscription platform for the beauty industry, giving artists access to live demonstrations, masterclasses, and exclusive interviews from artists worldwide.
With 3 masterclasses already live on the platform and many more to come, all of this can be included in your monthly fee, which you can find over at www.thisisbrowtv.com.
Brow TV is on its way to revolutionize the brow industry as we know it, connecting and inspiring artists across the globe. Now, here's the most exciting part. Brow TV is on its search for their next VIP brow artist.
What is a VIP brow artist, you may ask? Becoming a VIP brow artist means that you will work closely alongside the TV gals, as well as be broadcast on the subscription platform, sharing all your skills and knowledge through educational masterclasses.
Don't forget also receiving gifted products to test and trial. To apply to become a VIP brow artist, contact their Instagram page or email them at info@thisisbrowtv.com.
Brow TV has also been kind enough to give us a code for our listeners. Use the code in capitals BARENAKED10 for 10% off your subscription fee. We would like to thank Brow TV for being a sponsor of our podcast once again. Really?
Hey, I don't know if everyone noticed if you're watching, but whoa, is this a barefaced and naked bottle?
Bottle?
I got this from our Brow Girls Pilates and Brunch,
which was amazing.
Can I just say, I want that once a month.
Yeah.
Not the Pilates part.
Pilates was
fucking hard. And you know what? I think it's so funny. We were all like, everyone looked really cute. Mm. I had cute hair. I even wore makeup.
Oh, did you? See, I didn't. So I was like, wait, can I get a bit like parched?
No, I didn't. And I'd never done Pilates in my life. And when I tell you I was still feeling Pilates 4 days later, I felt it.
But like, get the gals together.
It was so much fun.
We had people come from interstate, which was amazing.
Girls flew in.
It was so
and
lovely.
Like how surreal. Like it was really nice because it literally felt like no one was a stranger. Mm. Like you kind of you recognize everyone's faces from social media.
Me and Helena are driving and we're like, okay, so this business name is this name. And we were like, we have to know every girl's name because that's just
we're hosting
respectful.
It. Yeah. So
we're like, okay, so this name's this. And then once we got there, we knew everyone's name.
It was really
and
nice.
It was Hi Blah. And I was like, oh.
I definitely got some girls' businesses mixed up with others.
Did you?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, but it was fine. Lovely.
And it was like, I don't know. I feel like the only word when people ask me how it was, I was like, just wholesome.
Yeah.
Like it was so fun.
The whole
fun.
Day ran smoothly. Everyone was so polite.
So nice.
Ugh, cuddles going round.
Yeah.
And then we had our lunch after where Bella Beauty gave everyone some incredible goodie bags.
A literal whole goodie bag. With a massive discount code.
It was amazing. It was beautiful.
We opened it because obviously we had
no idea what was going into it.
We did know what was going into it, but it's coming later.
Oh, stay tuned.
And then Yeah, we opened it and we were like, Anthea.
Yeah, you did not need to do all this.
We were like, oh my God. So yeah. No, I think that just goes without saying, Bella Beauty always goes above and beyond.
Absolutely.
For everyone on any type of yes. event. But the podcast event was definitely not going to be our last. I think
you just said, I want them every month. I don't think that's feasible. And yeah. I don't think we have enough time.
I can't fit that in every month, but.
But
we will be, we've got some planning to do for next year. So we will definitely get some dates flowing and I think doing different.
Do you know what I'm seeing? Can I do a vision?
Give it to me.
I'm seeing us down at like a nice boardwalk.
Okay.
We've got like a big, maybe yoga.
Oh, yoga.
Yoga and like breath work session with someone.
Love.
Right? And yeah, then someone's setting up a picnic just 10 minutes down the road.
Probably Shay. Our girl Shay helping us out.
Picnic after and then we're love in the that. Sun and we're out and love. I think that'd be beautiful.
All right, that's so the next one. Everyone,
but like free for all sort of vibes. Not yeah, free okay, for all. Okay. But you know, it's not a restricted number like our last one was.
I think we just had to do that to see if it worked.
Test the waters. Because yes.
It was our first event.
And then we got these little bracelets.
Oh yeah. Should we show everyone? Hold it up.
Ta-da. We left and we were just so proud of ourselves and we thought, let's go get a little jewelry number.
Spoil ourselves. It was really nice.
I don't have
matching jewelry with anyone else.
I got these from the same place.
Yeah, you went him. They're really nice. They were beautiful. But we did. We celebrated, obviously, the only way we know how to with shopping. We actually had Tyler and Taylor,
yep.
who own the Face Space Co. and Taylor Hayes Brows, mm-hmm. come with us.
They're just like shopping with us. And we were like, come on, girls.
So no, that was really fun.
It was beautiful. So definitely stay tuned for our next one.
Absolutely. Yeah. Oh. We'll have water bottles there again if everyone else wants their own little
Yay!
Face Naked water bottle. I'd like to take this time to thank one of our amazing sponsors, Lash Rescue. Are you looking at taking your lash and brow growth to the next level? Lash Rescue offers a wide range of products that are here to help. Since 2020, Lash Rescue has been saving lashes and brows with their signature serums, oils, and mascaras that are stocked over at Bella Beauty Professional for both customers and wholesale stockists.
Thank you, Lash Rescue, for your ongoing love and support and for sponsoring the podcast.
Yay!
Well, Helena, are you getting your clients any gifts at Christmas? Are you a gift giver as a business owner?
Well, look, we know gift giving is a big love language of mine, mm-hmm. but this year I'm actually waiting on a quote.
Okay.
From
some goodies.
Yeah. Just from a, like a Raw Treats.
Cute.
Yeah. Business. Just a girlfriend of mine owns it. I have capped myself at a budget on what I would potentially spend on a client's gift.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day,
what is that? What's your budget per client?
I don't have per client.
Okay.
I've just got $300, then that's it.
Yeah.
If I can
to give
yeah,
back.
Yeah. But in hindsight, and I know this is something that you have done that I definitely took a leaf out of your book with, that I just think if I've got them in for half an hour and you know, there's someone that I've seen quite regularly through the year, here, have an eye mask.
You said that so here.
Okay, but I mean that with love. Like I'm going to put an eye mask on.
It's like a little free service.
Eye mask on and then, you know, at that time of the year, like I feel like everyone feels rushed.
Yes.
But like you're laying down for 30 minutes with me.
Yeah.
Let's make it semi-relaxing.
Yeah.
So whenever I finish it off a service, I will usually like do the rub of the eyebrows. Yeah. Bit of rub and a tug. Fuck off, Shane. I will moisturize in, you know, I like yes. that. So at that time of the year, I do a bit more effort and like, okay. I'll do a little bit of a temple massage. A little
temple in yeah. there.
So look, I will, I would love to do a treat for some of my clients, mm-hmm. but we'll see. Okay. I'm setting a boundary with Beautiful. The limit
Beautiful.
And I'm not putting myself out of pocket.
Good job.
I think what we do for our clients anyway is an act of like, it's a service. So
yeah.
That in itself is a Christmas present on how good I'm at doing your brows, baby girl. But no, and I always feel so loved at this time of the year from my clients as well. Like literally it's already some started. Gifts
coming in.
Did you
I
see
know.
I got a plant the other day?
Okay. I need I've been getting a few gifts over the last few weeks. I need to just announce do not bring me chocolate because I will eat it.
I got
on my break and it goes straight to my ass.
What do you mean on your break, bitch? I finished it.
I literally put it on my table. I'm like, to all my clients coming, I'm like, please eat them.
Yeah.
Because otherwise I will.
Yeah.
Literally. So no more chocolates.
I'm waiting on a quote. And then if not, I will always try and make the service that a client's booked with me for Christmas in like, obviously, you know, a bit more luxurious than their normal ones.
Beautiful.
What about yourself, Shay?
Well, I would normally absolutely just cap it and I'm like, no, I don't need to spend money. Mm-hmm. But I feel like I really want to give back a little bit this year.
Okay.
For especially my top 10 and then my top 30 clients.
Yeah.
And then my top 10 are getting extra bit special. So I've been going through my reports, finding out who has had the most appointments with me this year, also money, what they're spending.
Yeah.
And I've really kind of taken that into consideration. So I've got my top 10 clients. I did go get them a little gift voucher. It's just a little something to give back. I just got it to Peter Alexander. I was like, go get a little candle, go get a little PJ set, whatever. It's love on me. And then I've also just done a few little chockies and a little handwritten note.
Love.
Because as I get older, I really start to appreciate the kind of words of affirmation and, you know, I really appreciate you for doing this. And it's not just a generic, hey, thanks, because that's what I used to do. And I didn't really care for that, but I really enjoy getting a sincere letter. So that, and then my top 20, I've just done a few little, like a little snacky things and again, a little card, which sounds so lame. And I like,
well, no, cringe saying that it out loud, doesn't, but because you know, at this time of the year, so my idea behind mine is because it is like it's a healthier option.
For sure.
And like for me, obviously I've tried to turn my life around for this year and whatnot. And I'm supporting another small local business.
Absolutely.
And that's the way that my mindset works. And in saying that, like I'm not going to be giving Daisy like a luxurious thing if I've only seen her once this year.
Yeah. Kind of thing. And I didn't want to just go and give them, be like, here's a $100 voucher to the Naked Brow. I don't want to give away free stuff.
Yeah.
But here's a voucher for something else
that I know you'll spend. Yeah.
Yeah. And it was just like a big thank you for being like, thank you for coming back to me every 3 or 4 weeks.
Yeah. And it is spending, massive.
Like, I'm not cheap. We're not cheap. This is not a cheap service.
No.
So I appreciate them doing
I think and showing any type of love to your clients is beautiful to do.
Even just like giving a cuddle on the crisp. Like I don't cuddle all my clients.
You're not a cuddler.
Like, but I have some clients who come in and like cuddles. But I think Christmas time, I'm going to be bringing out the cuddles.
Bring out the cuddles.
It's going to be an all love fest.
Love that.
And I think that would be really nice.
Yeah, absolutely. I just think it's like, as you mentioned, as I'm getting older, I'm 25 now. So I think.
You've made a point of that a few times. Are you okay?
No, I'm not okay. I am 25. I am not all right. Aww. Anyways, but like,
it's, don't cry.
I'm not that bad. No, I just think like and even in other aspects of life, like showing people appreciation for the like role they play in your life, whether it be a really supportive client, a really supportive friend, someone that's just there is so important.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when it happens to you, you're like, bless.
Thank you.
Bless
up. I'm going to remember that all day.
Yeah. But I think it's really important to do. And for someone that literally supports your dream.
Yeah.
How can you put a price on that?
Thank you. Mwah. Yeah. So, and then Christmas time, a little holiday break, and we're back, baby.
We're back. Are you having much of a break this year? What are you like? What's
about
your
two and a half weeks.
Yeah.
I'm going. I'm coming back for 2 days. I'm going again.
Yeah. So I'm coming back to work for 2 days?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm actually working.
I'm doing the 29th and 30th.
I'm doing 28th, 29th, 30th.
Yeah, nice.
Yes.
Maybe I should open another day.
I needed to.
Okay. I don't know about you. We need to do a whole episode on this, but Samara, she's making me work.
They've been making me work too.
She's been making me work. And like, just, it sounds so silly. And I'm like, oh, how do I make a little bit extra money this month? She's like, take more clients. And I'm like,
hey Shay, open that damn Friday up.
What? Oh, fuck the Fridays. My boundary is I will not be here more than 3 days except for Christmas time 4.
Yeah.
But I'm just extending. And I'm like, oh, fine.
Yeah. So, okay. So wait, when do you finish up for the year with?
On the 23rd.
Yep.
So for the next 3 weeks, I'm doing 4 days.
Yeah, right. I'm doing
Like, I sound like such a princess. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but it's not our usual work week. So when you think about it, like, it's wild.
Yeah.
I've opened up my – I'm doing Monday to Saturday.
Also, do you want to tell us about your little Saturday – no, sorry. You had a client no show on Saturday and you were about to have a cry about that, which I agree. But you had someone message you last week and was like, can't be bothered.
Yep.
Won't be at my appointment. That's meant to be now, right?
Mm.
What happened?
I just
that.
Had a menti bee.
Is it a regular?
Yeah.
Huh. Mm. Interesting.
I just told her jump online and reschedule.
Did you charge her?
Mm.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
So she was okay with just being charged and not coming?
Yeah, which I didn't get anyways.
Mm. Okay.
Bad note off that.
Just come to your appointments.
Mm. But yeah, coming in, I'm going to be sending out a text message to my clients.
I'm like, your ass better be sitting up front waiting there for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Sorry, not ass, but you know. I better see your pretty face there 10 minutes early because I'm not running late.
You and your hairy ass eyebrows.
No waiting. Children, no husbands, no nothing.
Yeah, I don't.
You.
Through the year, obviously, I'm super crazy. Mm-hmm. I don't mind babies coming to appointments and like kids sitting on an iPad in the corner. Yeah. You know, if it works for you, it works for you.
But not Christmas.
This time of the year, nope. I don't want you to have three kids. I don't want to
hear you sneeze.
Yeah. I don't, like, especially for me, like, I don't accept new clients through the Christmas period.
Yeah.
So everyone knows where to go. Everyone knows where to park. You know which house I am.
Yeah.
So
don't fuck it up.
I'm sending a text message and this is going
to
be
me. Can you share your text message with us when you have it done?
Yeah, of course I can.
Because I can't be bothered to write a template.
So fine, I'll share
thank
it.
Thank you, darling.
But it's just literally like, in the nicest way possible, don't be late.
Yeah.
Because if you're late, you run me late. And don't then you run around. The client behind you late. And I am going to be saying, if you are more than 5 minutes, your appointment is, don't even bother, turn around. But no, your car is
like,
going to be.
I'm just like 5 minutes past. I'm just 4 minutes away. I'm like,
no.
So it's going to be 9 minutes. And then they're 3 more minutes after that. I'm like, so you've gone past my 10 minute grace period.
Yeah. So no, like I literally can't afford, like I've looked at my week before Christmas and week of Christmas.
There is not a gap to be seen, no, hey.
I cannot, I physically can't do it.
Mm.
Like if you're late, no. Yeah. Like,
look at us setting boundaries.
I know, and I'm going to really stick to it.
Yes.
And I'm just-
We're going to keep each other accountable.
We are, yeah. But if I have one more like no show or like-
On a Saturday.
I'm going to have a menti bee.
Saturday no shows, I'm like my arms swinging.
I couldn't believe it.
I remember I had two on Saturday after like a few Saturdays because I used to work a Saturday.
Mm.
And I was like, no show, well, every week or so. And then there was like two-hour appointments. And I was like, that's it. I'm drawing the line.
Yeah.
And I now do one Saturday every 8 weeks for regulars who I know are going to be there.
I do one Saturday every 4 weeks.
Oh, yep. Cool.
One Saturday a month. But I'm working. I've got this. I don't even have this Saturday off. I've just been working morning stints.
Yeah.
So I've got that for the next 2 weeks.
Yep.
Oh, no. I'm working this Saturday morning and I'm having next Saturday off. And then I've got obviously the 17th, like week before Christmas and stuff like that. So
check back to see if we actually – stick to it.
I would actually, we will. I know I'm really going to make a conscious effort too because it's not fair on ourselves or for you in your sake, your partner or your family that have to deal with us when we're burnt out, we're pissed off, we're just overworked.
Yeah.
So, deep breath, guys.
Scene.
Christmas is coming, but I just think everyone, as we've kind of spoken about in this episode, stick to your boundaries. If you don't have boundaries, set them.
Yeah.
Because if you don't have them in place, you're going to go fucking mental through this period of the year. Because like I said, it's not fair on you and it's not fair on your clients. Like if you have a no-show and you're angry from that previous no-show, you're going to bring those vibes and that energy.
Or it could have been someone else's spot.
Yeah, exactly. So I just think everyone take a deep breath. Everyone have a day off.
Hey, real quick. Affirmations. Do the affirmation boundaries.
Hey, okay, let's do
that. Go for it. Finish us off, baby.
All right, guys. So we're finishing off the episode. I'm going to say some and I'll give you it to finish it. I'll share.
Give me a turn.
All right, guys. So our affirmations. If it ain't a fuck yes, it's a fuck no.
Love that. Personal fave.
Personal fave. I now give myself permission to set boundaries that support myself, my soul, my business, and my life. I take time to breathe into what I'm feeling and listen to my gut intuition about my boundaries.
everyone around me respects and listens to my boundaries and supports me in keeping them. My boundaries help me grow my business in a way that is easy, aligned, and fun. And lastly, I only attract clients, staff, and humans into my life who honor and respect my boundaries.
Yay for Yay. Affirmations and boundaries.
Us every morning before we start work.
Literally. So I just think it's really important. Reflect on that, guys. Yeah. Literally go back and listen, rewind to those six affirmations that we were just told ourselves yes. from our Salon Rising call with Samara. And they're going to sit with me because if I'm not instantly thinking, yeah, it's going to be a no.
Nah.
Like I think as well, like through this time of the year, I've had friends be like, oh my God, I want to catch up with you, mm-hmm. you know, week of Christmas.
Let me squeeze you in.
No fucking
way. No one's squeezing shit in on Christmas. It's not even week. That.
Like I don't want to go out for dinner with you. No. I'm sorry. I miss
We've
you.
We've grown apart.
And it's just like, I would have just worked 12 hours. I would have had 20 plus conversations with someone else. I need a minute. I need to not talk. I need to have a bath. Mm-hmm. And heck, I might even need an alcoholic beverage on my own. But it is going to be a fun time of the year. Yay! I love Christmas. So, and
Christmas episodes are coming as well.
Christmas episodes are coming. And I've said to Shay, we are getting a Santa photo this year. So
that was an aggressive point.
Because I we're like doing it. We're getting a photo with the man himself. Okay. We're going to sit on his lap and we're going to get the photo. What's up, Daddy Santa?
All right. Well, we need to leave this one here. But before we do that, we need to introduce
a new sponsorship.
A very new, exciting sponsorship.
And we are both pumped. I think so this is pumped. One thing that we love about our sponsors that we currently have is everyone is their own through the brow industry. We don't have one.
And they align and they're niched.
Yeah.
Makes such a difference.
With a drum roll, please. We are introducing
Brow TV
as our new sponsor for Barefaced and Naked podcast.
Yes. Now, Brow TV is a subscription-based platform for brow artists who can come on and they can share their education skills on a platform for only brow artists.
Worldwide.
Worldwide.
How great is that?
Oh, I love it.
I've never heard of anything like that.
I so love it. It is one of a kind and the first in the industry. So this is huge and it makes it a lot easier for people like ourselves who maybe don't want to conduct and build a whole masterclass. But if you want to film it on there, it's a subscription base where anyone can see it, they can join. But you're still getting your bag if you're a VIP.
Hell yeah.
But also you're still learning from so many different artists around the world.
Exactly.
In one place.
It's literally one platform with hundreds of opportunities.
Yeah. So amazing. And something else that's really exciting is that they are looking for VIP artists. Okay. Worldwide artists. And you can host and invite others to come be a part of this if you're a VIP artist. Mm-hmm. And they are looking for their next VIP artists. So, Helena.
Yes.
If you wanted to be a VIP artist, you just need to send them a message on Instagram or email them at info@thisisbrowtv.com and you could become a VIP
on How exciting.
Brow TV.
What an amazing opportunity
I love
for
it.
An eyebrow artist as well.
I love it. And also, I'm going to let you read down the bottom a little discount code that they have given.
Amazing.
Yes.
So, if you would like to subscribe to the platform, we have been given a code for you to use and the code is in capitals called BareNaked10. You will receive 10% off all your subscription.
And we would love to even get them on the podcast Absolutely. In the next coming episodes to have them really just tell us everything.
Tell us about your business. And I think that's one thing that I know personally, we thrive off knowing.
The connection.
Yep. Who are you behind this business? Yeah. And
are they Irish or Scottish? I cannot remember. Sorry.
I think it was Irish.
Irish.
Oh my God. We had like a Zoom call.
Their accent.
I was just sat there and I was like, I'm sorry. I am in awe of your voice.
They are gorgeous. So it's two girls who own Brow TV. Mm-hmm. Are they sisters? We'll have to find out.
I think it was sisters.
They might be sisters.
Yeah.
We'll have to find this out on an episode.
That's what I mean. We've got so many questions.
But guys, if you want to get a part of it or if you want to become a VIP artist, you just send them a DM or send them an email.
Absolutely.
It was info@thisisbrowtv.com. Instagram.com.
Yeah. And jump so on their exciting. Instagram, swing them a follow and
go show them some love.
Yeah, give them some love from your barefaced and naked Yay. Girls.
But this is us done for this episode. We're peacing out. We're so hungry, so we're gonna go get
As food. Always, but for girls, so for girls who don't have big stomachs, we're always hungry. Thank you so much for joining us, guys.
Thank you. Bye. Today's episode is proudly sponsored by Bella Beauty Professional. Bella Beauty is your one-stop shop for all your brow and lash needs, which includes brow waxing, tinting, lash lifting, lamination, PMU, tweezers, trimmers, and a whole lot more. Bella Beauty has a fast turnaround with free express shipping within Australia when you spend over 149 AUD and free DHL express shipping worldwide on orders over 199 AUD.
Bella Beauty also offers an amazing loyalty program created to give back to their Bella babes. You can now earn points, which give you rewards and more while shopping with your favorites and use them towards future orders. Bella Beauty Professional has been kind enough to give us a code for you to use when checking out with your next order. Use code in capitals BFN season 3 for a generous saving. Thank you, Bella Beauty, for always being our biggest supporters from the very beginning with Barefaced and Naked podcast.